that burns between us. And every little piece that you give to me makes me believe that we need to be together, girl. Can you light my fire?
Fire.
And if there's space inside, can we get a little tighter?
Tighter.
We know the dark gets heavy when the night turns brighter. Possibility to take control of desire. Oh, I wanna see you again. Nothing in the world can replace the flame that burns between us. And every little piece that you give to me makes me believe that we need to be together, girl. Something's wrong when I'm alone. I think of you. Don't you know? When I hear your voice, girl, I need you close. And I think of you. Don't you know? The flame that burns between us. And every little piece that you give to me makes me believe that we need to be together, girl. Together, girl.
God, that is the beautiful sounds of Tyron. I Want to See You Again featuring Summer V. We're lucky enough to be joined by Tyron and Kenny Sterling in the studio. Morena.
Good morning, gangsters.
Good morning, gangsters. How are we feeling?
Great.
It's a bit of an early start for you guys, so thank you for coming up to have a cordial with us.
Yeah.
It's been a really exciting couple of weeks as well. We've got two new songs, a 7-inch. And a really exciting sort of new era for you, Tyron, collaborating with Manuka Recordings.
This is true.
Yeah, lots of exciting stuff happening. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how this collaborative friendship sort of started?
Yeah. Date-wise, I think we met in October, and I was in the studio with Elijah at Stebbings, and I was just asking him, who in Auckland has this sound, or is capable of producing this sound, you know, this soul, this old soul sound.
Mm.
And he goes, I got just the guy.
Yeah.
So he shows me Kenny's stuff, or Matt's stuff, and then I picked one of his tunes out, chopped it up, wrote a little verse, a little hook over it, and then sent it to him. And a week later, we were in the studio.
Yeah.
Just working on our stuff. So he wrote a song called Conversations, which is it's on its way as well. But then after that, it was like, it was a dream. Had the Asium sessions, and we just kept working and working and working and working. And this is probably the music, working with Matt, the music has come the easiest. We click.
It's kind of amazing that you only met in October, because the sonic chemistry is there, right? You guys, it's like a match made in heaven. Oh, so beautiful. And Matt, I mean, finding a voice like Tyron must have felt pretty special.
Yeah, it was pretty blown away when I first heard Tyron sing, and also like as a musician as well in the studio. But yeah, big shout outs to Elijah Church. That was like such a nice natural progression, because him and Eno got me into replay like an old soul sample they'd done on like a tune that they were working on. And I think that like natural progression of like going in, doing that for them, planted the seed for then, you know, I guess your conversation. And then I, you know, met Elijah. So yeah, but yeah, just so blown away meeting Tyron.
Yeah, so cool. Tyron, I feel like, you know, this collaboration with Manuka Recordings has sort of introduced you to a whole new whānau of peeps. And first time I saw you sing was at the Bass Rongoā night, and I was just like, oh my god, who is that? I'm obsessed. But tell us a little bit about what sort of music you've been up to prior to this, and like, yeah, your story a little bit with music.
Well, my story started, I'd have to give all credit to my Nana.
Shout out Nana.
Yeah, she brought me up on Motown, so I grew up listening to nothing but old gold.
Yeah.
Barry White was a big inspiration coming up. Then I found Bill Withers, and I've kind of stayed with Bill Withers forever and ever. One little humble flex of mine is, for 2 years in a row, I was in the top 0.05% of Bill Withers listeners.
Mega fan here.
That's
awesome.
Out of the millions, 10 millions!
It's a flex.
But yeah, no, so it was good.
Also the Luther Vandross.
The Luther Vandross. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
As soon as you said that, it all clicked for me, eh?
Yeah. No, that guy, yeah. He is the voice. But yeah, and so prior to working with Matt, my music would essentially be myself, my guitar, and my feelings at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Nice.
And just putting it out on paper, putting it into song, and then, yeah, it's kind of my form of crying. But yeah, that was it. But nothing intricate, nothing like what we've released with Manuka.
But I mean, I guess that's the beautiful thing about this collaboration, right? It's like you've got the real bones of the solid songwriting and the feeling and the emotion, and then like pairing it with the skills of Matt's production. It's like, it just works, eh?
Precisely.
Yeah, beautiful. And so much exciting stuff happening in the world of Manuka Recordings. You've got lots of artists that you're working with. We've got some amazing features on these tracks. Some of E, and then casual Hongi Slicker backing vocals. What the hell? How did that happen? Did you just hit up Troy and you were like, hey, this is a song, do you want to sing on it? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think we had the song in the studio, and like the studio sessions are like very chill, casual, throw ideas at the wall. And we're sitting there, and I just was listening to a tire, and I was like, should I hit up Troy? Jump on the BBs on this. And I text Troy, and I think even during the session, he texted me back being like, yeah, Bol Kina, send it through. And we was like, okay, sweet. And yeah, Troy's a full night owl. Like, I love the way he works. He'll just, you'll send him something, he'll get back to you like a week later. And it's just this really beautiful thing. Like, Troy wrote that second part of the hook, and we were just like, yep, this is it. And then, of course, the amazing AJ. Honeysuckle as well.
Out. Just such another thing on AJ's CV, backing vocalist.
She is an absolute star, like one of the pillars of Tamaki.
Yeah.
Such a blessing to have her on the song, to be honest. And even that was just like a hard and fast, like, I think I texted like, what are you up to when I come to the studio and record some BVs? And she's like, yo, yep, I'll be there in like half an hour. Then we just like hit the BVs. And then, yeah.
Awesome.
And yeah, Summer as well on the other one.
Yeah.
Don't really need to introduce Summer, but I will, because there might be new listeners, but she's one of the other golden voices of Tamaki, and such a blessing to have her 100%. On the tune as well.
Mm.
But yeah.
And got some beautiful singles out with Manuka Recordings. Yes. So exciting. It sounds like everything happened really like organically and just super sort of whānau vibes in the studio, which is sounds quite special.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think it definitely like jumps into the forefront of my mind in terms of like working with people and, you know, meeting Tyron, Tyron being like someone new in our fold at least, you know, like trying to create those connections as well. Mm. I think it's so cool if you can like listen, at least from a label standpoint, like, or, you know, producing in this like musical whānau, being able to have those crossovers and have those people all, you know, have a common ground, record songs together in the studio, meet each other, you know, make it really feel like a welcoming kind of environment musically.
Mm. So cool. How exciting. Congratulations, guys. Beautiful couple of tracks. You've got a 7-inch as well. Have those sold out?
Yes.
Gone.
Oh my gosh. Gone. Just like that. That's crazy. Within what? A week?
Yeah.
It was a pretty limited run.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's next for you, Tyron? Have you got, as you said there was more songs that you guys made together?
Yeah. So Matt's been a busy man. I've got to give him props. He's currently operating on 3 hours sleep.
Yeah, you did come in saying that you finished work at 4 a.m. last night.
Testament to the strength of this fella.
Yeah, I missed the Carhartt thing. I couldn't miss this.
So at our latest convenience, we're going to get right back into the studio. Shout out Azium, shout out Les Mills, and get right back to finishing off these songs.
Yeah.
So we have about six or seven. We have about six or seven more songs.
Nice
that,
one.
That are
for our Gen Z listeners out there.
Come on now. Yeah, but genuinely, that are essentially done. They've just got to be refined. And then, yeah, there's another very special Manuka project on ways.
Awesome. And is that an album then?
It's nearing an album.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we get into the studio, we'll finish one, we'll go, Hour of Power? Hour of Power. And then it just gets added to the list.
I mean, to be honest, we've only had like 4 or 5 sessions.
Yeah.
We've got 7 songs. Yeah.
Productive stuff.
It really is. Yeah, it really is.
You guys are working really quickly as well for like some people who came together in October. I feel, damn, you're on the track.
That's it.
Fast lane.
Testament is flow state.
Yeah. Flow state.
I don't think we'd be able to pump out as much as we have if we didn't click.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
As friends and as musicians.
Yeah.
And you seem pretty desperate to like get back in the studio and tidy up all those tracks and get them out into people's ears, eh?
That's it.
Yeah.
I've got the bug now. I've got the release bug. I've got the
one more track.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I reckon we should listen to the other single. We've heard I Wanna See You Again, featuring Summer V. But this one, this is the first song I heard from you as well at that Bass Rongo one night, and I was in love with this song first time I heard it. This is Heaven. Featuring AJ Honeysuckle and the Hongi Slicker on backing vocals from Tyron. Thanks so much, Kōrua, for coming up for a kōrero.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Be your man. listen, could I be honest? Get heaven, will you let me?